It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Bacon and bourbon. Both are Southern staples and both bring great pleasure to the palate. So, why not bring the two together? Across the country, books are being written, classes are being taught, and tasting events are being planned. I asked Jackie Sparks-Davila, event manager for this weekend's Bacon and Bourbon Festival, to share some light on why this combo works so well.
Bacon and bourbon go together like peas and carrots. Because of freshly charred oak barrels, most bourbons have a deep layer of vanilla and a signature sweetness. So the smoky heaviness of bacon dishes can be elevated by bourbon's inherent sweetness.
Most think of the combo for savory foods, but these two together are super versatile and also make some great sweets, in addition to some scrumptious main course dishes and sides.
Sweet and salty goes hand in hand, and bacon and bourbon go well together with brown sugar and maple. So you can use those things to make bacon and bourbon donuts and cupcakes, or you can make Brussels sprouts and baked beans.
The Memphis Flyer Bacon and Bourbon Festival will take place downtown at the Memphis Farmers Market this Saturday evening.
So there's going to be different tables set up throughout the farmers market, and each table will be designated a restaurant or bourbon. So you can go to one table and try something from Bar Dog, and then go to the next table and sample Bullet Rye.
Bourbon glazed beef and bacon skewers is a dish Jackie told me that Southland Greyhound Park is bringing. Sounds delicious and something I'm going to try to make at home. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Cheers!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.